Let's start off with the ceremony itself for Tuesday night. What's it going to look like? A couple of years ago, it was outside and a vehicle parade. Last year was a little bit of a hybrid. Is it back to the traditional this year?
Yeah, it's back to the traditional. I think we'll have just anybody can come, and it'll be back to the normal show with a choir and a band. And yeah, we're really looking forward to getting back to normal.
What's your experience been like with this group?
I just, in reflecting on this class, they've had 2.5 years of pretty disrupted education, and I have just been really impressed that they have stuck with it all the way to the end. And today I did ask them to write down some of the things that they're most proud of in this particular year with school, and a lot of them wrote things like, I survived, I passed high school, I did it, I didn't give up. Like, they've been really resilient, and it's taken a lot, and I'm really proud of them.
Of course, your youngest son is a part of this class, too.
Yeah, Ian will be graduating or walking with this class, and he will continue on because the school has such a great special ed transition program, but he will walk with this class.
Yeah, what else to know about the class of 2022 other than surviving? I mean, varied class this year or what?
Yeah, we have a number of students going into different vocational trades. We have just a couple weeks ago, I think 4 seniors got their welding certification with Mr. Owen's welding program, which is really impressive. We have a couple of students heading off to Ivy League schools. Rose Quitsland will be going to Yale, and Leah Kittums will be going to George Washington University. We have lots of students going to colleges up and down the West Coast and in Hawaii. We have students who are going to fish. We just have a whole variety of things that people are going to do after.
Yeah, it makes me wonder, is there a change in how students approach what happens after high school because of the pandemic? I mean, do they think about a more of gap years kind of thing or not? Is it pretty regular?
I'm not entirely sure. I think there's a lot more, there might be more trepidation about how do I decide? Things are so uncertain. So in careers class, we spent a lot of time talking about what this could look like, and if we were to have to go back online, how they already know how to do that, and it's okay to stay home and take online classes because they do know how to do that. But we also had lots and lots of former PHS students who've gone on to college and trade school and other things Zoom in or come in to talk to the class just because they need to see that people from here are making it even in these crazy times.
And it's a skill we've all gained, surviving this pandemic. So, yeah. What else to know about Tuesday night's commencement ceremony?
We will have full music on display, so that'll be really fun. Mr. O'Brien's going to have the band, I think, along with the 8th graders joining for the processional and the recessional, and then they'll do a special band number, and then there will be a choir number as well. So that's really nice to have that back in full force after a couple years off. Because of the pandemic. And I think that everything else is pretty traditional.